Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. Farmers always looking for ways to improve bottom line, and that can be done in a variety of ways. For companies like Central Life Sciences, that usually means protecting the crop after it comes off the combine. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Tyler Donaldson has more.
Central Life Sciences National Sales Development Manager Luke Ziegler talks about how they're helping farmers during tough economic times.
So everything that we do is focused specifically on grain protection. We look at what happens. A lot of farmers are looking at what goes on in the field, but sometimes when the grain comes off, that's where they think the job stops, and that's where we try to step in. We take more of a preventative approach. Historically, we've always used some older chemistries, or we've done fumigation in the grain bins. So we've got dry and liquid products that are going to help be more on the preventative side of that to be more proactive. We actually work with all stored commodities, corn, wheat, beans. We can really do anything from seed treatments, through any commodities throughout the entire process.
Ziegler says the feedback they've received from farmers has been very good.
Fumigation's gotten more expensive, and I think that's been a great feedback for us, has just been able to prevent some issues where they pop up, be a little bit more cost effective for them, and really just trying something new. Some of these old chemistries that have typically been around in the bin have been around since the 60s and 70s, so just trying something new, just like you would out in the field.
New to their catalog is a line of drone products.
Something that we're really excited about going into 2025 is going to be the recent acquisition of the drone side of our business. So, we now have the ability to manufacture here in the United States spray drones. We have the ability to sell those, but we also have a service component to that. They've been extremely good addition for us. We're really looking forward to that in the coming year.
For the Red River Farm Network, I'm Tyler Donaldson.
As farmers cut costs, Gowan